Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Excited to welcome Carrie Lane back to our program today. This year, she's celebrating the release of her first EP, Bows Before Bros. We're going to talk to her not only about that, but also what it's been like for her to share her gifts as a singer, songwriter, as well as an individual that definitely loves life, and she's able to share that love in her music. For those who are just hearing about Carrie, we'll let you guys hear a single from her a little bit later in our program, as well as let you all know how you can stay connected with her. But Carrie, hello to you, and welcome back to Conversations Live.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. This has already been a busy year for you, Carrie. I mentioned not only, of course, the EP, but also, of course, you've been able to go out and to meet your fans and to be able to see the response to the music. I mean, what has this experience been like for you, to not only to have released the project, but also to see the way that your fans are enjoying it?
Honestly, it's like it's a super rewarding experience. I'm so excited that I've been able to share my music with people and really get a lot of fan interaction this year. I've been on the road a lot. I got to go to South by Southwest and play there. I'm going to be playing at VidCon in 2 weeks in L.A. Just a lot of exciting opportunities to really meet fans all around the country and just connect with them and get to talk to them and see how my music is reaching them. And it's been a very rewarding experience.
Yeah, I think you have said this before and in other interviews, and I think it is so true, Carrie, when it comes to music. Music has a way of bringing people together, I think, like very few things. Do you think that's been one of the fun things that you've seen is that people are able to kind of cut through a lot of layers and really reach you at your core?
Yeah, absolutely, especially with the music now, the way that I can post it on YouTube and on my Twitter and Instagram and stuff like that, even just little covers and stuff here and there. It's so interactive with fans. It's not just this, you know, face that's behind like a label or just like a CD that's so like distant. It's very connected with the music. So it's becoming more and more that artists are integrated with their fans and with their music. It's becoming this, you know, kind of breaking the fourth wall connection, which is really great to see.
Exactly. And you have been so fearless in being able to share, you know, your gift of music. Where do you think that courage comes from, Carrie, to be able to not only to discover what you love, but then to be able to pursue that thing?
I don't know. I've always been someone who has just told people to be who they are and just be true to yourself and do what feels right for you. And, I mean, growing up, I was always told to embrace what I loved and go ahead and follow through with what I was interested in, and I'm very fortunate and lucky with that. So I have just always loved music and been able to pursue it, fortunately, and I, because of that, want to encourage other people to take what they love and really just chase it.
Right, exactly. And chasing it is definitely what you've been able to do, and I think what others have been able to do as well. And along the way, you've been able to bring your fans along for the ride. You have literally, you know, thousands upon thousands of them that are staying connected with you through social media. I mean, what has that been like for you? I mean, to be able to see the way that, I mean, even when it comes, you mentioned YouTube, I mean, to have, you know, a couple of 100,000 views on, you know, on a video, or to see that you have, you know, these individuals that are rallying around you through these different sites. What has that been like for you to see that kind of support?
It's so humbling, and it's amazing to see, because I know how hard I work on the products that I put out and how much time I put into what I'm doing, and to get the feedback of all just the sheer numbers of people that are looking at me and are interested in what I'm doing and look forward to the videos I post and everything like that. It's really humbling. It's like, wow, like, people are really putting in the time to check out what I'm putting in the time to give to them. So it's really a give and take rewarding experience. And I'm so thankful that I've gathered such a great following, and I love my fans. They're the greatest. And I'm hoping to just keep growing that and hopefully just continue to get bigger from here.
Yeah, I know that definitely will happen. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Excited to welcome back to our program Carrie Lane. We're talking to her not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. You mentioned South by Southwest. That was one of the things that I knew I wanted to talk to you about, Carrie, because, you know, the live performance, I think, is one thing. It's interesting to be able to watch you do covers or even a chorus to be able to hear a song like we're going to hear here today. But, I mean, talk to us about that experience of being up on that stage and being able to feel the way that the fans are really getting the music.
Honestly, performing live is one of my favorite aspects of doing music because when I started, I fell in love with music through musical theater, and I grew up doing all different types of musicals and shows. And so really the only platform for that is on stage. So gathering like the YouTube videos and the recordings and all that kind of stuff was new to me when I started writing my own music. The stage is really where I felt comfortable. So when I get to perform, it's really, that's like my home. That's my sweet spot. I love being on stage. I love there's nothing like the live feeling of, you know, people enjoying your music and, you know, just enjoying what's going on and the energy and the vibes that come off of the artists and the fans and the crowd. It's different than anything else, and it's hard to explain to other people who haven't been able to have that experience.
Right, exactly, and I think that is the great thing as well. Carrie, I want to talk about the single we're going to hear here, and that is Fall. And there was a couple things that really struck my attention when I heard about the single, and then, of course, when I watched the video. The video, of course, already another one of those videos that's already the hits are coming in for it. But I'm one of these weird people, Carrie, that likes to read the comments. And, what
yeah.
you know, it's funny because you have – you know, been able to do covers of other artists. What is it like for you to have someone ask you if they can do a cover of one of your songs?
Oh, my gosh. When I saw that, I was, like, so flattered and blown away. It's crazy because, you know, I cover songs that not only I think are popular and that people are going to watch, but they're the ones that I enjoy. And so for someone to look to my music and be like, I want to sing this song, it's just awesome. It's, like... Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
It was for the first time someone asked me to do that, and it was, you know, awesome. So I can't think of another word to describe it.
Right, yeah. I saw that and I thought, wow, I can only imagine what Carrie felt when she, of course she wrote, of course, but it was just the idea that, you know, here you have been doing covers and now someone wants to cover you. I mean, that has to be very surreal. Talk to us about the video. How much fun was that for you, not only to do the singing, to do the dancing? I mean, what was that like for you? How did it all come together?
That video was so fun to shoot. One of the girls who's the dancers in that video, I've known her since we were probably like 10 years old, and I love getting people involved that are my friends and that I care about and that are also working hard in the industry. And she's a dancer, and she teaches dances out there doing her thing. And she came to mind immediately when I wanted to do the video. So I had her bring on some of her friends and choreograph, and we honestly just had a blast, all of us shooting the video. It was so much fun. I was so thankful that I got to work with people that I care about and that the product itself reflected how much I was interested in involving these people in the project.
Right, right. Let me tell you the other thing that, and they were going to be hearing the single Fall. The other thing that I love about that video is that you celebrate all different sizes of beauty. Was that important for you, too, to let women be able to see themselves no matter what size they are in a video like Fall?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I've always been... Body image is a huge thing that I always talk about on my Twitter and Instagram, and I show in my videos. Like, I'm no size zero, and I get out on my channel, and I put on bathing suits and, you know, do all kinds of stuff. And I love just appreciating and showing how beautiful and different people are, no matter what ethnicity, what size they are, what background, it doesn't matter. I love just showing people that no matter who you are, that's what's great about YouTube is you got, you know, a platform where across the board you can show what you want to show. And luckily I am able to, you know, promote this issue that's very important to me and have people watch it. I don't just have to put out one thing. I can put out whatever I want. And the platform is ever changing, so I can continue to put out new things. So, you know, this week I want to talk about body image. I can put these girls up and I can do something different next week, which is what's so awesome about YouTube.
Exactly. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is the single Fall by Carrie Lane. Stay with us. We'll be back with our final moments with Carrie right after this.
I've been feeling crazy, baby, save me. I can't do this without you. You know that you amaze me when you take me. So I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll fall for you.
I'll fall for you.
have Carrie Lane with Fall from Bows Before Bros right here on Conversations Live. We've been talking with Carrie not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. So, Carrie, when our listeners are listening to Bows Before Bros, I mean, what is your hope that they're able to kind of take away not only, of course, from the EP, but also, of course, from your gift as a singer-songwriter?
I'm hoping that people can just get a nice glimpse into who I am, honestly. My first EP is very light and poppy and bubbly, and it's just all feel-good kind of music about, you know, falling in love and toys and partying and all that kind of fun, good stuff. So I want people to just see, you know, that side of me and who I am as this, like, happy-go-lucky person, because really that's who I am, and that's what I want people to see.
Got you. So how can our listeners stay connected with you, Carrie, as well as, of course, be able to support the album?
Well, if you search Carrie Lane Music, you can follow me. That's my handle on Twitter and Instagram. My YouTube is youtube.com/Carrie Lane Music. Same thing with Facebook and Tumblr. And if you go to iTunes, you can purchase Bows Before Bros now. You can also stream it live on Spotify. And, yeah, that sounds about it.
All right, so make sure you all are staying connected with Carrie. Carrie, great to have you back on the program. It goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, glad to do it. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. For those joining us on the radio side, there's more Conversations Live to come for you, so stay where you are. You're listening to Conversations Live both on the radio as well as online. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.